it's really important for children to be a part of the discussion in a way that supports them. If they're listening to the news or they're hearing the number of deaths that have occurred or the number of people who are sick, and maybe it's even someone in their own family, they really do need to have honest and clear information. And so I always look at this as a three-phase process. First, you have to deal with the emotional impact that this has had on everybody, right? So if you have anxious parents, you're going to have anxious children, because children are like sponges in the family. They will pick up on, you know, stresses. They will pick up on the fact that their routines have changed. Like, why am I not going to school? Why are we all home together? All those things are going to elicit a certain amount of stress in the children too. And so first off, we really need to make sure that we're supporting the children emotionally by getting them to express themselves, by helping them cope.
Yeah.
The second part of that, once you get a sense for how the children are feeling about what's going on, then you can start to share some accurate information. This is kind of like if a child's acting out, you want to be able to first understand where that behavior is coming from. And children are less likely to be able to tell you, well, I'm really upset because of this. Their emotional state shows up in their behavior. I mean, if they're feeling well, they're going to behave well. If yeah. they're not feeling okay, or they're upset, or they're scared, their behavior is going to show that. And so you want to then, after you've dealt with the emotional piece, you then want to share accurate information. And we know that children as young as 3 years of age can understand complex medical or healthcare issues if it's explained to them in a way that's helpful, in a way that they can understand. And then finally, once the child has, is somewhat of an understanding, again, depending on how old they are, but if they have a basic understanding of what's going on, the next step is to elicit their participation. So how do we all keep each other safe? So this is where you would then say, because of this outbreak, these are the things that we need your help with, because we can't do it alone. We are all in this together. And so this is why you might be seeing mommy and daddy washing their hands more. This is why we are not visiting grandma right now, because we don't want to give her the bug, or we don't want to give her this bad cold. And even though a lot of people are going to get sick, a lot of people are going to get better. It's so important to share honest and clear information with children, because they also have a right to know what's going on. And then the final piece, which I was starting to elaborate on, was just making sure that you're praising them for washing their hands, for, you know, covering their mouth when they sneeze, keeping a certain distance away from people, so that you're acknowledging the fact that they are helping, and that you appreciate the fact that they're participating in this. And just helping children understand that at this time we have to keep safe, and that we can't be too close. We can't stand too close to people as well. And the first starting point is that we always want to start where the children are at. So asking children, you know, you hear this on the news, or you see that we're all at home. Why do you think we're all at home right now? Why do you think that there are so many people sick? What does that mean? Because you really do want to start with their level of understanding before you move on to explaining everything.